It's PANJRadio.com. I'm your host, Marie Jackson. You can call in live in this segment if you have any questions or comments. You can call now at 609-460-4673. Or you can text me directly into my cell phone, 215-470-1288. As promised, in this segment are tools to make your life better starting now. As we talked about in our first segment, one of Wayne Dyer's faces of the universe is abundance. We're always looking for abundance in all areas of our lives. Love, health, relationships, joy, work, money. There's definitely enough of all of these to go around. The key is to tell the universe when you are ready to receive more. That's the receptivity Wayne Dyer talked about. And it is communicated when we live gratitude for what we already have. When we are grateful and appreciate, we're telling the universe that we recognize and value its gifts and we're ready for more. Have you ever noticed when we want to give a gift to someone, we think of what they already love or collect? If they're a football fan, we give them gifts that reflect that love. If they collect dolls, we give them another doll. If they love music, we'll give them tickets to a show. That's what the universe does. It says, oh, you like that? You'll enjoy this. Stay in the place of appreciation and gratitude for what you already have, from the biggest thing to the smallest thing. And the doors of abundance and expansion will open more and more because you will be occupying that vibration. You'll be occupying the vibration of abundance because you're occupying the vibration of gratitude. Early on in today's segment, I started with two thank yous. One to you, my listeners, for tuning in. And one to all who are supporting me and my intentions with this show. Begin all your correspondence with thank you. Even if it's just thanking the individual for taking the time to read your note or email. Thank you is a loving beginning to any correspondence. An exercise for you to begin to hold the high vibration of gratitude, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing, is to make a list of all the things that you're grateful for in your life. This tells the universe that you're ready for more. Thank you for what I already have. Give me more. Keep adding to the list. Start with the smallest thing to the biggest thing. Start with the very air you breathe. You're listening to the radio, so you have access to the internet. Write that down on your list. If you took a shower this morning and you had hot water, write that down on your list. Every little thing, from the biggest to the smallest, the biggest thing of the love of your family and income that supports you. And even if you don't have an income that supports you, you have access to an income that can support you. And you need to be grateful for that because it holds you in the vibration of appreciation. This does three things. It holds focus, it shifts focus, and it sustains and creates the state of gratitude. Gratitude as a state is more than gratitude as an exercise. All possibilities exist all the time. Quantum physics tells us that. If you're holding the anticipation of abundance, hold the readiness for abundance, hold the gratitude for where you already are, and the universe will open its doors to you. I'd also like to, in this segment of the show, recommend books, workshops, websites. Today, I'm going to recommend two books. One is Hardwiring Happiness by Rick Hansen. Rick Hansen is a psychotherapist, and he tells us in Hardwiring Happiness that we are not hardwired for happiness. We are hardwired to pass on our genes. In our human existence, this yes-no dimension of energy, we are designed to stay alive. So whenever we're in any situation, the first thing we think of is how it threatens us. For example, if I'm walking down the street late at night and it's dark and I see a figure coming toward me, my first thought isn't, oh, let's go for coffee. My first thought is, how does this figure threaten me? And that's because my reptilian brain is chiming in saying, you need to protect yourself. Be afraid. Take care of yourself. Hold on to your life. And then as I get closer and I see that it's a friend, now I can relax. And then we can go for coffee. But my first response is fear. Because in this existential dimension, we either exist or we don't, or either alive or we're not. We need to hardwire ourselves to pass on our genes. So we need to practice being happy, practice being grateful. We need to practice being appreciative. I highly recommend Rick Hansen's Hardwiring Happiness. I also recommend his website, where he's very generous with ideas, lessons, exercises, where you can stay in the place of love, wisdom, and appreciation. Rick Hansen, Hardwiring Happiness. Another book I would like to recommend is The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. I have long told my students and clients and anyone who is in a workshop with me that if they only read one book for the rest of their lives, it should be this one. Chopra takes each of the seven laws, potential, giving and receiving, least effort, intention and desire, karma, dharma, and detachment. And he explains in his gently articulate way how to make these laws work in our lives. The book is small and can be read in an afternoon, but the lessons are work for a lifetime. I'd also like to share with you a stop meditation. Stop meditation is a very simple method of recognizing all that you are, your non-disconnection with all that exists, all that the universe is intending in that moment and all moments. Numerous books and articles have been written about meditation, offering guidance about one thing, allowing the brain to return to its natural state of stillness and revealing our oneness with all that is. Our brains are created to think and work and keep our bodies functioning out of harm's way and preparing for survival. Much of the thinking of function, safety, and survival do not require our conscious decision-making. That is, we don't have to remember to tell our hearts to beat, our lungs to inhale and exhale, or our stomachs to digest food. The brain does that through the autonomic system, the system that functions below the level of consciousness. It is the conscious thinking, or more accurately, the unconscious runaway thinking that we're all accustomed to make that needs to be managed. When we worry about the past or the future, we relive mistakes, rethink decisions, anticipate or live in fear of what's next. We miss the razor-thin margin of now. Now is the only time or place anything happens or can be experienced. Can you think of anything you ever did, had, received, gave, thought, or witnessed that took place at any moment other than now? The now of yesterday is gone. The now of tomorrow isn't here yet. The now of this moment is all there ever is. In our culture, many of us have difficulty setting aside 30, 45, or 60 minutes every day to sit quietly and meditate in a formal type of setting, consciously releasing the endless thinking, concentrating on the nowness of the breath, worthy objective that it is. But most of us can just stop whatever we're doing in whatever situation for a few seconds, 10, 15, or 20 seconds, and take a deep breath. Let go of the runaway thinking and reflect gently on our individual aliveness, who we are. The beauty, creativity, abundance, and love of the universe. The intention of the universe. The intention of you. We are an individuation of the spirit of the universe. All that the universe is, we are. Here, now, always. Stopping and reflecting a few times during our day keeps us in this nowness, the verticalness of who we are. When we give ourselves the opportunity to remember our authenticity and take it into the horizontalness of our environment, we anchor into the gratitude of that moment. Find the opportunity. Make the opportunity. Those little resting places. See preparing a meal, stepping into the shower, stepping out of the shower, picking your child up from school, right before you make a call on the telephone, right before answering a call on the telephone, standing in line at a movie or walking the dog. See all these places as a place to rest and stop. Rest between the thoughts. Rest in the peace, the now. Remember who you are. I'd also like to tell you about the Intended 10. You can find this on my website. These are 10 points of the intention of who you are in the universe. This is how you live your life in your life situation. And let me remind you, if you like, you can call in live now at 609-460-4673, or you can text me on my cell at 215-470-1288. Let's talk about the intended 10. Intention is the way of nature, the natural unfolding of all that is. Staying in harmony with what the universe intends keeps us powerful and evolving. Here are 10 ways. Number one, stay in your center. At your center, you are creative, loving, wise, courageous, and generous. If you weren't, you wouldn't be here. Negative environments, past history, or circumstances do not define you. Create every thought, word, and behavior from your center. Your environment, current history, and circumstances will evolve to match it. Understand, number two, understand, you cannot create a desired reality for another individual. You can only establish or contribute to an environment where others create their desired reality for themselves. Number three, know that you are bigger than anything happening to you. Stay in the full force and power of intention, and it will bring you to levels of experience higher than anything undesirable in your current situation. Just keep telling yourself, I'm bigger than this. Hold silent blessings for everything and everyone all the time is number four. Holding a vibration of light and generosity for all keeps you open to the intended abundance of the universe. Wishing others prosperity broadens the path to your own. Number 5, know that all is in divine and perfect order. Whether or not we understand or accept how it manifests, balance and harmony are the intentions of the universe. Appreciating this divine order keeps you in balance and harmony, too. Number 6, remember that energy attracts like energy. You don't get what you desire, you get what you give and are. The key is to give and be what you desire. If you desire the abundance and freedom and joy the universe intends for you, you must be the energy of abundance and freedom and joy. Number 7. Resolve to replace the word want with the word choose in your word list. Wanting keeps you in lack and tells the universe that what you desire is absent. There is no lack in the universe, only abundance. Instead of want, choose. Then hold that intention and look for opportunities to manifest what you desire. Quantum physics tells us that all possibilities exist in every moment. All possibilities for all manifestations are open to you if you choose them. Number 8, resist all impulse to judge another person or circumstance. Condemning any person or situation adds more negativity to your environment and lowers your own vibration. Instead, understand the situation and resolve to add light wherever possible. Number 9, remember, your ego is not the enemy. It's a tool, the facilitator for your authenticity, the package the offering comes in. We make a mistake when the packaging is more important than the gift. Number 10, understand there are no mistakes or accidents in the universe. Only turning points, jumping off places for our next level of evolution. Also on my website are 10 tips for staying in your power. Number 1, the universe operates in a system of dynamic exchange. It's always giving and creating in endless abundance. Begin all your correspondence with thank you, as we mentioned earlier. It keeps you in the state of gratitude and keeps you open and aware of this endlessness that is you. Number 2, choose your words carefully. Words are a vehicle of thought, and thought is the basis for our behavior. How we perceive things is based largely in our self-talk, with words carrying recognition of love or the absence of love. Find ways to speak lovingly to yourself and to others. One of the faces of the universe is love, as Wayne Dyer told us in The Power of Intention. Number 3, take moments throughout the day to practice stop meditation, as I read to you earlier. A process of stopping any activity to consciously remember who you are, remember, bring together that which was separated. Number 4, choose your entertainment and pastimes carefully. Make conscious decisions about seeking out high vibration books, music, websites, TV shows, and movies. Number 5, find spiritually encouraging daily diaries, meditations, calendars with reminders of the kindness that you can generate every day. Tut.com, T-U-T.com, is a website by Mike Dooley. Mike Dooley facilitates workshops on the law of attraction. He's highly entertaining, and I highly recommend his manifestation, his matrix workshop. AbrahamHicks.com is all about intention and the law of attraction. Many of us have heard of Esther and Jerry Hicks. Go to AbrahamHicks.com. They send out a daily reminder of what the law of attraction is all about. NeilDonaldWalsh.com is all about conversations with God. Pocketful of Miracles is a book by Joan Borisenko. She gives you brief daily meditations and prayers. Joan Borisenko, Pocketful of Miracles. The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo is a book of essays. Mark had gone through an abusive childhood, and as he got older, he developed an ongoing battle with cancer. And in between his surgeries and his chemotherapy infusions, he would write essays, poetry. Someone encouraged him to put all of these in a book. And what he has now is 366 of these essays, including meditations, to help you stay connected to the authenticity of who you are. It's something that you can do for yourself every day. Number 6. Surround yourself with high vibration mementos, photos, phrases, flowers, music. Number 7, make it a point to forgive yourself. It helps you move along your path. Make it a point to forgive others. It frees you and allows others to move along their paths as well. Number 8, think of 3 things every day that you're grateful for. Before going to sleep that evening, recall those 3 things. Give thanks for them and ask for peaceful sleep as you rest in the place of gratitude. Number 9, wag more, bark less. And number 10, always say God bless you when someone sneezes. I have a bit of a challenge for you as we wrap up this segment. As I mentioned in the 10 tips for staying in your power, at the end of every day, ask yourself what grudges you are holding and who you are ready to forgive. If you're holding a grudge against anyone, however big or small, however new or old, if you're holding a grudge against anyone, you are keeping yourself out of the intention of love in the universe. If you're holding a grudge, you're diminishing your own personal power. So at the end of the day, say to yourself, I am ready to forgive. And then see what comes up. It could be that you're ready to forgive yourself, or forgive another, or forgive an event. I'm ready to forgive. And this is the biggest challenge that I always give all of my students, all of my clients. I want you to spend 24 consecutive hours without blame, criticism, or self-condemnation. No matter what you're doing, you have 24 hours to hold the intention of high vibration of love, forgiveness, gratitude, generosity, joy, celebration. And as soon as you fall back into a complaint or a criticism, even if you're just angry because the stoplights aren't working for you, you have to start all over again, counting your 24 hours. I did a lot of volunteer work inside a women's prison. And a few years ago, when I gave them this exercise, the 24 hours, that's a tough environment to hold that kind of a challenge. They all wanted to know if they had to be 24 consecutive hours or if they could just add up the minutes. I said, no, they have to be consecutive. Let's talk just a minute about next week's guest. My next week's guest is Lou Mandrak. He wrote a book called Spirit's Course in Creating. consciously creating the manifestations you wish in your life. And what he says is, would you rather push hard to make your desires a reality or allow universal forces to flow and merely ride the current? If you're trying with all your might to make something happen and it still has not gone your way, then learn about the resistance you are experiencing, why it occurs, and how to release it. Lou will be my guest next week, and we'll have a nice conversation about his newly released book. In the meantime, please go to my website. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. I have YouTube videos, which I made here at Green Birdie Video. You can sign up for my intention tune-ups and my daily boosts, or see original photography and my quotations on my website. Thank you for your time today. Tune in again whenever you like, Thursday, noon to 1, so we can share a little time together.